pretty ugly, but it was. I think there was a lot of good teamwork from our last game, the improvement in that area, but obviously that we got to execute down the other end. And look, it's a work in progress. I think we were getting plenty of good-looking open shots. Someone put the lid on it, I think, from last night, maybe. But it was good to win a game comfortably when you don't play well.
You're disappointed you couldn't put the foot on the throat, though, sort of in that second
half? Yeah, look, I think we'll go back through it, but I think the shots were out of our offence. They were good looks when they went to the zone. We get... not too many times Sean shoots 2 of 11 and Jesse shoots 1 of 7, but they came back and got 19 rebounds between them. So I was happy at that part. Our defence was outstanding again, and keeping that team pretty talented, 28 points in the first half, is pretty good.
Man, you left, gave you guys a big spark in that second quarter.
Yeah, it was great. It was the first time. We see that young year practice, and that's what he's got to do out when the bright lights come on, is be aggressive. And he worked for his first 2 points on the offensive glass. He went it there, and it might be his only 2 offensive rebounds for the games he played. But he did it himself. He got himself into the game, and then the game came a little bit easier because he was working hard out there.
Yeah, he wasn't feel like to sort of get the payoff after working so hard today.
Well, it feels great, man, just being out there with the team and trying to help the team as much as I can, so it feels really great to be out there.
How does it feel sort of being on the bench waiting for your number to be called? I mean, what's the mindset sort of?
Just being ready mentally and physically, staying ready no matter what. So if your number get called, you'd be ready to go. So it's tough, but you just got to stay ready.
Is it a bit of satisfaction it all sort of came together for you, particularly in those 6 minutes in the second quarter? I mean, after such a long time trying to get out there and show what you can do, have a smile to yourself?
Yeah, a little bit. I did after I hit the first 3 I made, so I felt a little bit comfortable and then just kept rolling after that. But I was a little bit happy.
What about your teammates, Young? You're a popular guy. They got around you after the game?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. How's it been for you sort of the past few months with what you've been going through? I mean, where's your mind at now as far as this 6-week period is concerned? Are you just trying to focus on game by game and not worry about what's beyond that?
At the moment, I'm part of the team, and this is the team I'm in, so I'm just, going to practice, show up to the game, and whatever happens next, it happens. I'm not even focused about what's going to happen after 6 weeks, so just being part of the team and helping the team as much as I can.
Jeff, you used Dre off the bench tonight. Talk us through the reasoning behind
that. Yeah, well, I thought he had a bad game last game, and we have to get the team going in the right direction. We did at the start. I think it was 8-0 start, and then we allowed a couple of layups to get going. And it's just my main concern is getting the team going, and the 5 guys that are playing together will play the most minutes. And I thought Dre did a really good job coming off the bench. He didn't shoot the ball exceptionally good, but he got himself in there for 5 boards and, made 4 assists, which was a team high. And that was pretty good in just over 20 minutes.
When did you make that decision that he was going to come in that second unit? And
probably Thursday, I think, when we changed practice up. We just put Sean there in the third, and it worked at practice, so let's give it a crack and go out. And yeah.
So do you see that might be the way going forward for the next few weeks?
No idea. But look, it's this is game by game. Next week's a different. We've got shooters on the court, so a little bit more mobile. We know the 3-man here for Barlow for Melbourne was a little bit different than Townsville's lineup, so it's just depends.
Do you still want to see more aggression from
Drake? Yeah. Look, I love that one in the open court. You got the N1 down there, and he's doing some hard work. There's some shots there. He's open. He was probably passing up, but I thought that was a step much better than he was last Sunday.
Where's the main improvement had to come from for you guys offensively?
Him making shots.
Look,
our defense is pretty solid. Anytime you hold that team under 60 points, so that's on average you're keeping them under 15, around 15 points a quarter. But our offense still needs to work. We still need to work on our timing and our rhythm, and we're just not quite there at the moment. And especially when teams play, protecting the basket and giving us that open look. We'll take those shots again next week, and hopefully they'll drop.
Preaching the importance of the extra pass on offense. I know that.
Yeah.
First basket tonight, that Damo.
Yeah. Happy with that. Yeah, and the same next one, Jesse, we'll penetrate and kick. Jesse got it and knocked it down. But that's how we got to play. That's how we played last year and had success. And, you know, you get to game through the grand final and our best player doesn't play well or doesn't score well. And the other teammates stepped up, and that's the way we play. If someone's down, someone steps up, but the ball's got to keep moving and finding that open man. And, you know, we just got to work to get some high volume shots up to improve our shooting percentage.
Any update on how Greg's tracking?
Oh, there'll be nothing before for the next 4 or 5 weeks, so I'll be saying almost mid December, Christmas time.
That next game against Townsville, do you just sort of still stick to basics?
Yeah, well, look, we'll go back in the tape and prepare well. And look, it doesn't matter. We can have the best game plan in the world, but we've got to get on the court and execute it. You know, I thought we stepped ahead today defensively and offensively, even though the scoreboard didn't show it. We played pretty well. And, you know, next week's a different killer fish.